Hi guys, I am out in the bush today. Well, it kind of looks like the bush, but it's not really the bush. It's near Sydney Harbour. And my plan A was that I was going to go down to a little spot called Mrs. Macquarie's Chair, and I was going to sit near the water, and you're going to see like the bridge and the opera house and everything behind me, except it's blowing about 45 knots westerly at the moment. So everything is just like, you just wouldn't hear anything. So I've sort of gone around the other side and I've climbed up a bit. I don't know if I'm meant to be climbing up, but anyway, I'm sitting up on the rocks here, or standing up on the rocks, and just as a bit of an idea where I am, we've got some of the warships and stuff behind us over there, and more bush over there. Main thing is, it's actually quiet here, so I can hopefully get through this update without everything appearing or sounding too bad. Now, so why am I in Sydney? I'm in Sydney for NDC Sydney. So many of you would have heard me talk about NDC before. That is the conference series that I do in each of their locations around the world to date. I'll explain that caveat in a moment. So I was at NDC in London in January. I was at NDC in Oslo in June. And now here. Next year, they're going to start doing Minneapolis as well. But I think that's going to be at a time where there's just a little bit too much travel for me. So I will probably not be at that one, but I will be back in London in Jan because this event is awesome. So I drove down for the Gold Coast on Sunday. Nice sort of uneventful drive. Did my 2-day workshop on Monday, Tuesday. Recorded 2 Pluralsight courses on Wednesday. So I recorded one. These are play-by-play courses where there's like someone else sitting there talking to me. Recorded one with my mate Lars Klint about HTTPS, which is a follow-on higher level course than the Everything That Developers Should Know About HTTPS full course that I did a few months ago. And there's actually a bunch of new stuff that's happened since then, so that's cool. And I did another one just after that with another mate of mine, Oren Thomas, and we did a course on developers using VMs. So he's an IT pro. I genuinely learned some interesting stuff from Oren. It'll be some time before those go out. I'm still waiting for my IoT play-by-play course that I did in June in Oslo at NDC, also with Lars, to go live. So I might be waiting a little while on that, but it'll be sometime within the next couple of months, I would imagine. So that's been my week. Actually, no, what else did I do? That was only Wednesday. Thursday, yesterday, I did 2 talks. So I did my Hack Your Career talk, which was great. That was a really big audience. I had fantastic feedback on that, which was really good. And then I did my Something Something Cyber talk later on in the afternoon, which was a sort of a modified version of the one that I did in Oslo. That went fantastically, 100% green feedback, which I was enormously happy about. So that's it's always nice to see that. And I did an AMA with SSW yesterday. They're one of the local companies here, so that's broadcast somewhere too. And today, I've been able to take it a little bit easy, which is nice. I do have PubCon to do tonight. Now, if you've never been to PubCon before, you will not find any videos of it online because it is the sort of talk that really stays in a pub, but they are awesome and good fun. And if you're around London in January or Oslo in June, get along to a PubCon. They're epically good fun. So that's what's been happening. And blog-wise, obviously, it's been a little bit quieter because I've been doing all the other things. But the big thing that I did write about was that Ubiquity course is now finally out. And I've mentioned that a few times before already in these updates, and this is the course where they did actually pay me to write this, so this is a commercial thing. And this came about because we were chatting one day, myself and the Ubiquity folks, and it was in the context of, I think someone had said something like, oh, why do I need all these bits, right? Like, why can't I just go and get sort of an all-in-one device? And when I was looking around at the content they have online, I was like, guys, like, you really need some, it's like a clear messaging around this. And it was just sort of a very, very casual chat. And we kind of went, oh, I should do a course. And now a couple of months on, here we are. So this course has gone live and I'm very, very happy with the feedback on this. Now, let me give you a bit of an overview of how I've broken this down. So I talk about why you want all the bits. So why do we need this Unify thing that has different parts? And just to quantify what I mean by different bits, we've got a dedicated security gateway, which does your firewall and other nuts and bolts, which would normally be built into an all-in-one unit. And then there's a different device, which does the administration. So, okay, so there's a controller. There's other devices that are access points. there are other devices which are switches. And it's sort of like a decomposition of what would normally be an all-in-one device. Now, I explained very early on that this Unify suite of products, so this is sort of the line within the Ubiquiti company, all of this stuff is really prosumer and professional orientated. So if you've got friends who are non-techies, this is probably not what they're going to be putting in their home. If you're like me and you like playing with your tech and you got enough of an idea of what you're doing with networks, it's awesome. So I sort of go on to explain that the joy of this decomposition is that you can decide how much of everything you need for your specific use case. So for example, you might have a small place and you go, well, I only need one access point. Where's that wind? I only need one access point and a really small switch. You might have a larger place and go, hey, I actually need several of them. You might have a shed out the back of your backyard and you go, well, I need a mesh unit that can wirelessly connect back up to the home. And you compose your network in the way that works for your environment. So I go through that, I give a couple of use cases. So if you want just like a bare minimum install, say you're in a one bedroom apartment, here's what you do. If you're in a house, here's what you do. And conversely, if you're putting this in a commercial environment, and this is what Ubiquiti does very, very well, I'll come back to where I've seen that this week actually. If you're putting it in a commercial environment, you know, like the little one bedroom scenario might work in a coffee shop. The house environment might work in a restaurant. And inevitably what I ended up building out as part of this course was a restaurant build. And I think I mentioned this in earlier videos. A mate of mine runs a restaurant on the Gold Coast where he can get many hundreds of people through there in a night. They can have, I think, 220 there at one time. And it was just a perfect environment to build out a network in because they had all the sorts of problems that so many of us have with Wi-Fi. They had dead spots, they had unreliability, they had low throughput. And we fixed all that. So we've put in a network that works really well, and I've recorded the whole process. Now, I mentioned that commercial use case. One of the interesting things about Ubiquiti that many people don't know is that they sell more access points than anyone in the world. And it's a name that doesn't resonate as much as, say, Cisco or something like that, but they are everywhere. And I noticed actually at NDC this week, I'm not trying to talk them up. This wasn't the intention, but the Wi-Fi was really, really good at the conference, because you know how Wi-Fi is normally crap at a conference. And I was getting, I think, 50 or 60 megabits down and about 40 up, which ironically is about 20 times better than I get in my house, the up speed at least. And as I was wandering around, sure enough, there's Ubiquiti access points spread around the place, specifically for the conference. So that was kind of cool timing, and it was just entirely coincidental. But it's kind of cool how many places you see these in once you start looking for them, because they're these like white round discs that often have the blue ring glowing in them. So we're at this epic whiskey bar we keep ending up at this event in Sydney, and I noticed there was one of those up on the roof as well. So it's kind of cool to see them getting a lot of traction, and I really, really hope that this course is well received. It is on YouTube absolutely for free, and that is free as in you don't have to leave any details or anything either, you just go and watch it. About an hour, 29 minutes in total. So go and check that out. I love being able to put this stuff out for free. Now, that's pretty much all that's really been happening this week. There's been a few other nuts and bolts and things which aren't particularly noteworthy. I'm going to be heading off to the snow tomorrow. And we have already established that people are surprised that there's snow in Australia. And I'm standing around in a t-shirt now, and it's nice and warm in Sydney. In fact, it's only 16 degrees, but I'm in the sun out of the wind. But I will be at the snow tomorrow, and I will do my weekly update next week with some snowy shots. So look out for that one. And lastly, Terbium is sponsoring my blog again this week. They are another repeat sponsor who keeps coming back, so I'm very, very grateful for them them enabling me to do what it is that I do. And again, without any of those lousy, stinking tracking ads. So good on them for that. So thanks very much for watching. I hope this comes out in an audible fashion and there's not too much wind noise. And next week, I'll come to you from the snow. See you guys.